Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. So I began to think of a different story, a better story, that would destroy Nick for doing this to me. A story that would restore my perfection. It would make me the hero, flawless and adored. Because everyone loves the dead girl. It's rather extreme framing your husband for murder. I want you to know I know that. All the tut-tutters out there will say, she should have just left, bundled up what remained of her dignity. Take the high road. Two wrongs don't make a right. All those things that spineless women say, confusing their weakness with morality. I won't divorce him because that's exactly what he'd like. And I won't forgive him because I don't feel like turning the other cheek. Can I make it any more clear? I won't find that a satisfactory ending. The bad guy wins? Fuck him. For over a year now, I've smelled her twat on his fingertips as he slipped into bed next to me. I've watched him ogle himself in the mirror, grooming himself like a horny baboon for their dates. I've listened to his lies, 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 from simplistic child's fibs to elaborate Rube Goldbergian contraptions. I've tasted butterscotch on his dry-kissed lips, a cloying flavor that was never there before. I felt the stubble on his cheeks that he knows I don't like, but apparently she does. I've suffered betrayal with all five senses for over a year. So I may have gone a bit mad. I do know that framing your husband for your murder is beyond the pale of what an average woman might do. But it's so very necessary. Nick must be taught a lesson. He's never been taught a lesson. He glides through life with that charming Nicky grin, his beloved child entitlement, his fibs and shirkings, his shortcomings and selfishness. And no one calls him on anything. I think this experience will make him a better person, or at least a sorrier one. Fucker.